You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. File a FOIA request, get sued. A journalist, taxpayer, government watchdog uses the Freedom of Information Act to request records from some public body, perhaps government agency or a state university, for example. The response? That public body sues the requester. It is happening in Michigan and spreading through the country. What does this mean for a free press and transparency of public information? With us now is Robin Luce Herman. She's an attorney with Butzel Long, where she specializes in media and First Amendment law. And she's general counsel to the Michigan Press Association. Welcome.
Thank you, Cynthia.
We've had some cases here in Michigan. So to give everyone a clear idea of what's going on here, could you briefly walk us through one of these FOIA requests that wound up turning into a lawsuit?
Sure. The first one that really brought this to the fore was a case involving the Greenville Daily News about a year or so ago. In that case, a reporter from the newspaper had requested personnel files, the jackets, for two Montcalm County deputies that were running for sheriff. They'd also asked for those records from an adjoining county that had two other deputies running. Rather than responding to the request and saying, "We're withholding them," or giving the information, instead, the county filed a lawsuit, got a TRO, a temporary restraining order, against the Greenville Daily News, and essentially asked the court to decide whether or not they had to provide the requested documents.
The Freedom of Information Act is not new. They're doing something perfectly entitled to under the FOIA Act.
That's exactly right. And the public body essentially has three choices. They can provide all of the information, they can provide some of the information, or they can deny the information in its entirety. Instead of that, we're seeing a pattern where public bodies don't take the choices that the legislature gave them in the FOIA statute, and instead they go to court and sue the requester for their request. And that has all sorts of negative repercussions.
So the point of the agency filing the suit, it's not about money?
Well, it can be about money. Typically, though, what the public body says is there are competing interests here, and we want you, the judge, to decide. But it does have financial repercussions. So under the Freedom of Information Act, if a public body withholds documents, then a requester may go to court to obtain the release of those documents. And if they're successful in obtaining documents, then they are entitled to recover their attorney's fees and costs if they get those documents. In these kinds of cases, the public bodies essentially prevent the requester, even if they get the records, from recovering their attorney's fees and costs. And of course, they are dragged into court and incur the court costs and attorney's fees without ever having made a decision to pursue the documents in a court of law.
The point of doing this is what exactly? From where you sit, what are they trying to do with these suits?
On their face, the public body says, "We don't know what to do," so they want a court to decide. Frankly, the Freedom of Information Act doesn't allow for that. The reason that this is so problematic is because it denies the requester the ability to make the decision whether or not they want to go to court to obtain the documents.
Because they just slap them with a lawsuit.
And they get slapped with a lawsuit that's not permitted under our statute, and they incur those costs and fees. There's also delay. Even though courts generally do a very good job in fast-tracking Freedom of Information suits, clearly that's going to take longer than the statute itself provides, which is essentially 15 business days. It also discourages people from sending out a FOIA request because they're afraid that if the public body doesn't like the request or has issues with the request, they're going to get sued. So it has a lot of negative repercussions for the requester.
Now, you mentioned the case that you talked about with the Greenville Daily News. Is that the first time we've seen this in Michigan?
That's the first time I've seen it litigated in Michigan, yes.
Subsequently, how many more cases have we had?
The next one was the MSU versus ESPN case, which recently came to a decision in the Court of Claims. And then there was also a variation on that in Grand Rapids, where MLive had sought some audio recordings that the city had, and the city ended up filing a federal lawsuit, not against MLive, but against others with respect to these recordings, and then said in the MLive lawsuit, we shouldn't have to answer this because we have a lawsuit pending.
Hmm.
And in all three cases, the judges ended up saying, essentially, that's not an end run around the FOIA formulation that our legislature put together, which is it's the requester that decides whether or not there's going to be litigation, and there's no ability for a public body to sue a requester and seek court intervention.
Are there more of these kinds of lawsuits in Michigan than elsewhere? How do we compare to other parts of the country?
You know, over the last 10 years or so, these have been popping up around the country. I don't remember ever seeing them before about 5 years or so ago. But we've had three, you know, fairly prominent versions in Michigan. Unfortunately, this trend can continue if the legislature doesn't put a stop to it, or if folks are ignoring these court decisions.
Because Michigan law does not address this yet. So what they're doing isn't covered by law?
Absolutely. I mean, the argument, Cynthia, goes something like this. The FOIA statute only permits a requester to sue. That's what the statute says. It doesn't allow the public body to sue. That's what the courts have said. So what's not there, you can't do. But obviously, that hasn't deterred at least a couple of public bodies in the state from moving forward and suing a requester.
What do you think is really at the root of this?
You know, one can question strongly whether or not this is a tactic to deter people from requesting information, and whether or not it's a tactic to avoid the attorney's fees that the requester is entitled to recoup if they are successful. There's also a possibility, too, where the FOIA coordinators aren't necessarily very knowledgeable about the law. Sometimes there are tough calls, and they're unwilling to make the tough calls, so they want to have someone else make those tough decisions.
A year ago, the Michigan House voted 102-5 to pass Representative Clint Kesto's bill that would prohibit public bodies from suing FOIA requesters. So then what happened? Where are we now with that?
Well, it hasn't gone anywhere to my knowledge. It's similar to the legislation that was proposed to open up the legislature and the executive branch of our government to more transparency and accountability. And there are those in the legislature who have said that the only people that care about that are the press, that our citizens don't care about it. Now, I personally don't think that that's true. If our legislators understood more that taxpayers, voting citizens cared about this sort of thing, I think we'd have a better chance of getting some action on these.
Robin Herman, General Counsel to the Michigan Press Association. Robin, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.